Nuclear warfare comes with a serious risk of destroying the atmosphere, and the fallout radiation can last up to 10 years if densely populated cities were to be struck. I'm Troy Dunn, and this is The Stress of a Nuclear War. The arms race started back in 1945, and it still exists today. The reason why the arms race started is because when the United States nuked Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it decimated the countries and the Soviet Union wanted to have that power. As time went on, other countries joined but have way less weapons than the US and the USSR. And now for what is actually inside of the bomb. During nuclear fission, when the atom splits into other atoms, those atoms can then split again, making more energy for a larger boom. The strong nuclear force is the force between two or more nucleons, and this force binds the protons and neutrons together inside the nucleus, and it is most powerful when the nucleus is small and the nucleons are close together. When an atom goes through nuclear fission, the nucleus is broken to two smaller nuclei. The fission of heavy elements is an exothermic reaction, and huge amounts of energy are released in the process. In order for most atoms to start a fission reaction, it must be bombarded by another atom. In the atoms with smaller nuclei, the strong nuclear force overpowers the electromagnetic force, and as the nucleus grows, the electromagnetic force becomes way greater than the nuclear force. The countries with the most weapons are the United States and the Soviet Union. Those two countries hold 90% of the world's nuclear warheads. The issue with this is they both have enough nuclear weapons to destroy the entire planet if they wanted to, and this really shows that men want to see the world burn. An estimation of 500 million people could be killed upon an immediate blast. The long-term effects of a nuclear war would be the increase in air pollution and aerosolized diseases. As a result of the blast, some serious effects would include waterborne and vector-borne diseases such as malaria, cholera, and giardia. There would be a rapid increase in weather events such as monsoons, hurricanes, droughts, and wildfires. Life in those areas could experience greater health diseases and harder times. We can see a significant rise in cancer and genetic defects, along with mass starvation and global epidemics after a nuclear war. People even outside of a 10-kilometer range would be affected from a nuclear war for a decade. The exposure of the elements from the nuclear bombs as a result from the explosion could shorten growing seasons and could increase rates of asthma and respiratory diseases. There are not any charities or people trying to stop a possible war. People may not want to spar with Russia or North Korea from fear that they may nuke us back, but nobody is really trying to stop it. If Country A were to attack Country B, Mutual Assured Destruction, or MAD, shows us that Country A's offensive power is way better than the defense, and Country A will not be able to defend against Country B's attack. The consequences of attacking countries with nuclear warheads is detrimental, and we shouldn't think about attacking because it is suicidal. If we were to be attacked or attack a country, the outcome would be complete disaster, and the calamity born from the smoke and ash would kill the planet.